Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Romano. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Lettman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Barry Lettman. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Pumpsy Green. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Conley. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gene Conley. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple takes first base on ball four. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Nixon for a passed ball. Francona moves to second. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Francona moves to third. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lettman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger takes first base on ball four. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Essigian. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Geiger goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lettman spins and fires to second, and Yastrzemski is picked off. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Held moves to second. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Temple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-1 in the game. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley hits a line drive into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. Schilling takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schilling. The throw from Romano and he is out, held applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Held strikes out. There goes Power. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jensen strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Malzone moves to third. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Malzone scores. Runnels moves to second. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Runnels scores. Green moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 0 for 1 in the game. Conley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Barry Lattman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lattman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green misplays the ball. That's an error on Green. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Lattman trying to get to third. Geiger throws the ball into Malzone, who tags Lattman for the out. Temple moves to second. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple scores. It's Indians, 3, Red Sox, 3. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 2 in the game. Essigian hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Francona moves to third. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Francona scores. Essigian moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Malzone. Essigian scores. Kirkland moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-3. Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schilling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it. Throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Romano moves to second. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 0-for-2 in the game. Latman bunts towards first. Runnels fields it and throws to third for the out. Phillips moves to second. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Phillips moves to third. Latman moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phillips scores. Latman moves to third. Temple moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Essigian strikes out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kirkland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Held hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger who is chasing the ball. Held reaches third base with a triple. Power goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Romano hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. the Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy pinch hits for Mike Forknealis. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schilling takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Temple reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Galen Cisco now pitching. Barry Lattman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman is 0-for-3 in the game. Lattman strikes out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cisco fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Francona hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Francona reaches second base with a double. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Essigian hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-3, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkland for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike DeLaha's now playing third base. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to third. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Malzone moves to second. It's 9-4, Indians. Wynn Hawkins now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Malzone moves to third. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Green takes first base on ball 4. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button pinch hits for Galen Sisco. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Schilling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schilling moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schilling scores. Geiger moves to second. It's 9-5, Indians. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.